Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. It was a thrilling weekend at the Dome for State High School football fans. As the players celebrate and recover, we welcome Jake Pettengill to the program. He's head coach of the Sioux Falls Christian Chargers varsity football team, champions of Class 11B in South Dakota for 2017. The Chargers defeated Bridgewater Emory Ethan 27-12 Friday to earn their first ever state football championship. Coach, welcome to In the Moment, and congratulations.
Hey, thank you very much. Thanks for having me on today. I appreciate it.
All right, so let's talk about the fact that this is your first trip to the Dome in the first place. How did you get the team ready for the noise, the heat, and the overall chaos of being on that statewide stage? How'd you prep them?
Yeah, you know, I'm one of those guys that I want to do things as well as I can and be as prepared as I can. Had the opportunity to be an assistant coach there in 2010 with a different school. And I knew that the team we were playing, their coaches played in there 6 times. And so I'm like, what advantages can we give ourselves? And, you know, so we had the opportunity this past week to practice at the Sanford Fieldhouse 3 times. And, you know, one day our kids wore, you know, sweats underneath their pads. You know, another day we worked on maybe a little bit more intensity. And so tried to get our kids used to having that type of body temperature because the big thing is they always say people cramp up. And you could start seeing, you know, in a lot of the games this weekend, that kids started to cramp up. And so we went out and also bought like 350 Gatorades and said, guys, you got to have, you know, 6 Gatorades today. And so throughout the entire day, they were just drinking and getting some of that stuff into their body. And then on the sidelines, you know, continuously just started feeding them and whatnot. So it was just kind of a preparation piece. I told our kids, I said, you cannot do anything on the field until it's warm-up time. And so we actually were still doing stretches 17 minutes before the game started. And some of my coaches were like, what are we doing? And I just said, I don't want our kids to get tired. I don't want our kids to start cramping up. So.
Huh. All right. So you're going up against a pretty important team. They've been a fixture in the 9-man playoffs throughout their history. Coach Jeff Van Loer, winningest coach in the state. Yep. Yeah. So how do you prepare for that kind of tradition of winning as well?
You know, I told our kids, I said, they are definitely going to be out-coached. I said, they're going against the best coach. And 9-man, you know, I've even heard rumors, 9-man in the United States. So he's talented. He's been there. He's very prepared. And so, you know, we just come out and tell our kids to focus on the little things. You know, we didn't want to turn the football over. You know, we wanted to play sound defense, play, you know, do our fundamentals. And our kids did that. And that's one thing when you walk away from that game, you'll see Sioux Falls Christian didn't make a ton of mistakes. And we did. But we were pretty sound, you know, from beginning to the end.
Tell me about your season and some of the things that really, you know, looking back, you could say, hey, that was one of the things that prepared us to be in the Dome.
Yeah. So we start the year off. We want to be different than any other program. You know, they have this fall camp, and everybody does fall camp at their school. We take our kids to Swan Lake, essentially, and, you know, it's out in the middle of nowhere. And we kind of try to have an atmosphere of team bonding, intensity, relationships, trust. And so that's what starts us, and that's what makes us maybe significantly different than other programs, because relationships are developed right away there. And I know other schools do their own things. But then, you know, through the year, we try to do fun things because we know it's a long season. You know, we took our kids to Thunder Road one day and had go-kart races. You know, just a lot of different situational things that are maybe getting our kids' minds off football so they can find, oh, coach gave me a break this week. And, sure. You know, they just look at football as maybe not a chore, but maybe an opportunity to work hard but also have some fun.
All right, so what do they take from that with them in life then? It's not only the win, what do you think that they'll remember about that day, but what do you think they'll remember about the way that you help them prepare and when they go off into the world, college and beyond?
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And I talked to our coaches at the beginning of the year, and I asked them, you know, as a group, I said, what is our goal this year? What do we want to walk away with? And typically, you would think we want to win a state championship. You know, that's what it seems like. If I can win at the end, we accomplish everything. And not one of my coaches said that. It all had to do with relationships. And so what we want our young boys to do is see what it looks like to be a young man. And, you know, I remember the coaches that I had in high school. And, and how they influence me and how I try to be like them in things and in the way that I handle situations today. And so I want our kids to say, okay, Coach Keepers taught me this, Coach Perry taught me this, Coach A taught me this, and hopefully they can, you know, be that to some sort of teenager or their children one day, and just learn how to be positive influences, you know, a Christ-led follower to who they are influencing.
All right, tell me about the game itself and some of the standout players who really made you proud. I'm sure the whole team made you proud, but you know, what are some of those stories that those kids will be telling forever about how they performed in the state football championships in 2017?
Yeah, definitely, it's a team thing for me, and you know, we always talk about there's not one guy that's greater than the other. You know, we look at from a perspective of we were able to break three records in that championship game, and that essentially haven't been broken at the 11B level. And so we look back and look at, you know, the way we ran the football and the way we controlled the clock. You know, Parker Nelson, who's our running back, has a great offensive line in front of him. And Parker had 250 yards, which has never happened in an 11B
wow.
game. 254 yards. Yeah, he had, you know, we had the most rushing carries, essentially, or rushing attempts in a game. And that means that we controlled the ball and we were able to move the ball up and down the field. So, you know, those pieces. And then defensively, Brett Keepers, who's our defensive coordinator, just set our defense up to, in the first half, we gave up 9 yards of offense. And, you know, that's unheard of at a state championship game. And so, you know, I just look at our team. We're very blessed to have, you know, good kids, and we're sound all the way through on our top 11 down to our guys that aren't getting as much playing time. So that's what I love about our group of kids.
All right. There's a newspaper column, I am told. Give me an idea what that's all about and how it sort of inspired the team's performance.
Yeah. You know, So it was 2012. It was the fall of 2012. And Stu Whitney somewhere wrote out something about Sioux Falls Christian being the worst football team in the state of South Dakota. And I'm one of these guys that I'm just competitive. And when I hear little things, I almost sometimes take it personal. And it just I just need an extra motivation. And so 2012, that was written. And you know, it's always stuck with us since, and I always kind of use it for our kids as ammunition. And I have never really got to talk to Stu about it. But, you know, I was told that was out there by one of my assistant coaches, and it's one of those things that it stuck with me, and I wanted to not be looked at that way, you know, with our program. And so hopefully we're not there anymore, Stu, but...
All right. Stu Whitney is a columnist with the Sioux Falls Argus Leader. We'll make sure that he probably already knows and probably has received more than one email or tweet about that column after this weekend's performance.
Yep, hopefully.
Coach, you went from, you know, we got about 30 seconds left, and I'm just wondering, you know, from 2009, you start as a nine-man program, and you end up in the Dome in 2017. What's next for you? What's your goal going forward?
You know, obviously wins are special to us, but it's important that our kids take something away from Charger football, that they can grow, and that we can just mentor them into being the quality young men that they have the potential to be. And that's ultimately our goal, and I feel like if those things happen, a lot of other things can fall into place, and we feel like that hopefully happened this season.
And maybe some well-deserved good press for the Sioux Falls Christian Chargers. Coach Jake Pettingill, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate your time. Congratulations once again.
Hey, thank you very much. Appreciate it.